Crawford, Marion Stowell. St. Helena, California, April 3, 1907. Dear Sister Marion Stowell Crawford, I wrote a letter to you yesterday, and in it are some things which I think you can use to help others. I see that you make gifts to various objects of the work, and I am thankful that you are so liberal. You have reason to rejoice that you can give to the cause of God. You may read my longer letter to whom you choose. Do not think that anything in my letter was written to censure you. I have meant to encourage you. I hope you will be able to use the instruction in my letter for the good of some who may be needlessly spending the Lord's money on themselves. This is a thing that none of us can afford to do. Dr. Kress is expected to arrive on the next boat from Australia. The question whether the sanitarium we have in Iowa Circle in Washington shall be given up is now being considered. For a time, this institution was an expense to the cause, but now it is paying its way. We now have a sanitarium at Tacoma Park, close to the school buildings, nearly ready for work. The buildings are not quite finished. It has been thought that when we have the institution at Tacoma Park ready for occupancy, the sanitarium at Iowa Circle could be given up. My answer to this proposition is, no, no. The institution at Washington must stand to represent the work and cause of God there, the closing work for this earth. The truth concerning the Sabbath of the Lord is to be widely proclaimed in that city. God came down on Mount Sinai with power and majesty to proclaim His law. Slowly and distinctly, amid awful grandeur, the Lord spoke the law of 10 commandments. His form was enshrouded in the cloud that settled on the mount, but His voice was heard by all the camp of Israel. O wondrous communication to man! Our sanitarium in Washington has been patronized by men in high office, and these are becoming acquainted with the tenets of our faith. They speak very favorably of the sanitarium. To give up this institution would be a mistake, for Washington is an important place. Our work and faith must be represented there in the best possible way. I pray that God will help us all to do our work intelligently.